This is the Sakar Merli of the 25th of March 2026. Essence. Sweet children, you are Mahaviras, courageous ones. You mustn't be afraid of the storms of Maya. Definitely become pure and don't be concerned about anyone but the One Father. Question. What courage should you children constantly have so that you can claim a high status? Answer. The courage to follow Srimat and become pure. No matter how much upheaval there is, or how much you have to tolerate, when you constantly follow the elevated directions that the Father has given you to become pure, you can claim a very high status. You mustn't be afraid of anything. No matter what happens, it is nothing new. Song. No one is unique like the innocent Lord. Om Shanti. This is a song that was composed by those on the path of devotion. On the path of knowledge, there is no need for songs, because it is remembered that you will receive your unlimited inheritance from the Father. The systems and customs of the path of devotion are not included in that. Some children do write poetry, etc., to explain this knowledge to others. No one would be able to understand its meaning unless you explain it. You children have now found the Father. Therefore, the mercury of your happiness should rise inside you. The Father has told you this knowledge of the cycle of 84 births. You should have the happiness that you have now become spinners of the discus of self-realization. You are claiming your inheritance of the land of Vishnu from the Father. Only those whose intellects have faith become victorious. Those who have faith will definitely go to heaven. Therefore, you children should constantly experience happiness. Follow the Father. You children understand that there has been so much upheaval since incorporeal Shiv Baba entered this one. There has been a lot of fighting because of purity. As soon as children grow up, they are quickly pushed into marriage. People think that unless you get married, there's no future. Although people study the Gita, they don't understand anything from that. Baba studied it the most. He never used to miss studying the Gita even for a day. When he discovered that the God of the Gita is Shiva and that he was to become a master of the world, he became very intoxicated. These are the versions of God Shiva. Then there was the upheaval over purity. You have to have great courage in this. You are Mahaviras. You are not concerned about anyone but the One. Man is a creator. When a creator is pure himself, the creation he creates is also pure. There was a lot of fighting because of this. Many came from grand homes and families. They were not concerned about anyone else. If it is not in someone's fortune, how could he understand? If you want to remain pure, then do so. Otherwise, go and make your own arrangements. You need to have that much courage. There was so much upheaval in front of Baba. Did you ever see Baba get upset? The news of this even reached the papers in America. Nothing new. This continues to happen exactly as it did in the previous cycle. There is nothing to be afraid of in this. I want to claim my inheritance from the Father. I want to save my creation. The Father knows that the whole of creation is impure at this time. I alone have to purify everyone. Everyone says to the Father, O purifier, liberator, come. Therefore, he has mercy on you. He is merciful, is he not? The Father explains, Children, don't be afraid of anything. By being afraid, you are not able to claim such a high status. Mothers have been assaulted. There is the memorial of Draupadi being stripped. The Father saves you from being stripped for 21 births. The world doesn't understand these things. The world definitely has to become impure, tamapritam and old. Everything definitely has to become old from new. You have to leave your old home. That new world is the Golden Age, and this old world is the Iron Age. It cannot stay new all the time. You children understand that this is the world cycle. The deity kingdom is being established once again. The Father says, I am speaking this knowledge of the Gita to you once again. Here there is the sorrow in the kingdom of Ravan. No one understands what the kingdom of Rama is. The Father says, I have to come to establish heaven, the kingdom of Rama. You children have received the kingdom many times and then lost it many times. It is in the intellects of all of you that you stay in the Golden Age for 21 births. That is for 21 generations. This means that you shed your bodies there when you are in the age of retirement. There is no untimely death there. It is as though you have now become knowers of the three aspects of time. You now know who Shiv Baba is. They have built many temples to Shiva. They can even place images in their homes. However, the path of devotion is also fixed in the drama. Everything has to be understood with the intellect. They can still place an image of Krishna or Shiva at home. It would be the same thing. Why do they then go so far to worship them? Would they receive their inheritance of the land of Sri Krishna by going there? You now understand that you have been performing devotion for birth after birth. Look how much splendor there is in the kingdom of Ravan. This is the splendor of the finale. The kingdom of Rama existed in the Golden Age. There were all the Vimans, etc. there. Then they all disappeared. All of those things have now emerged at this time. They are now learning all of those skills, and they will then carry those sanskars with them. They will go and build those Vimans there. Those are the things that will give you happiness in the future. This science will be useful for you, At the present time, this science is for sorrow, but it will exist for happiness there. This establishment is now taking place. The Father is establishing the kingdom of the new world. You children have to become brave Mahaviras. No one in the world understands that God has come. The Father says, while living at home with your families, remain as pure as a lotus flower. There is no question of being afraid about this. At the most, you will be insulted. Even this one has been insulted a lot. It has been portrayed that Sri Krishna too was insulted. However, Sri Krishna can't really be insulted. It is in the Iron Age that one is insulted. The forms that you are in now will exist again after a cycle. They cannot exist again in between. Birth after birth, your features continue to change. This drama is predestined. Whatever features you had over 84 births, you will take those same births again with those same features. You now know that these features, Brahmas, will change in his next birth, and that he will have the features of Lakshmi and Narayan. The locks on your intellects have now opened. This is something new. Baba is new, and the things he tells you are new. These things will not be understood quickly by everyone. Only if it is in their fortune can they understand something. Only those who don't shake, no matter how many storms come, are Mahaviras. You cannot have that stage at this time. You definitely will have it. Mahaviras will not be afraid of storms. You will have that stage by the end. This is why it is remembered. Ask the gopis and gopis about supersensuous joy. The Father has come to make you children worthy of heaven. Hell has to be destroyed exactly as it was in the previous cycle. In the Golden Age, there will only be one religion. They want there to be oneness. They want there to be one religion. No one understands that the kingdom of Rama is separate from the kingdom of Ravan. Now that you have firm faith in the Father, you have to follow Srimat. Each one's pulse is felt, and each one is given advice accordingly. Baba told his son, if you want to get married, then do so. There are many friends and relatives, etc., who will get you married. Someone or other did come forward to get him married. Therefore, each one's pulse is felt. They ask, Baba, this is the situation. I want to remain pure, but my relatives are throwing me out of the house. So what should I do now? You are asking if you can remain pure. But if you are unable to remain pure, then go and get married. Okay, for instance, if someone is engaged and you have to please her, then it doesn't matter. When a couple marry, the bride is told that her husband is her guru. Okay, you can make her right. All right, I accept that my husband is my guru and my god. And then tell her, so I am now ordering you to remain pure. Courage is needed for this. The destination is very high. The attainment too is very great. the fire of lust starts when one is not aware of the attainment. The Father says, "You have such great attainment. Therefore, what is the big deal if you have to remain pure for one birth? I am your husband, your God. You will have to remain pure according to my instructions." Baba shows you many methods. This is the system in Bharat. A woman is told that her husband is her God and that she has to do whatever he says. They believe that because Lakshmi massaged the feet of Narayan, a wife has to massage her husband's feet. Where did that habit emerge from? From the images of the path of devotion. Such things do not exist in the Golden Age. Would Narayan ever get so tired that Lakshmi would have to massage his feet? There can be no question of tiredness there. That is an aspect of sorrow. How could there be any pain or sorrow there? This is why Baba had the image of Lakshmi massaging Narayan's feet removed from the picture. He was intoxicated. He had disinterest from childhood, which was why he used to perform a lot of devotion. Baba shows you many methods. You understand that you are the children of the one Father. Therefore, you are brothers and sisters of one another. You claim your inheritance from Dada, the grandfather. You call the Father to come into this impure world. O purifier, O Rama of all Sitas, the Father is called the Truth, the one who establishes the land of truth. He gives you the true knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the whole world. You souls are now becoming oceans of this knowledge. You sweet children should have the courage to follow Baba Srimat. The unlimited Father is making the unlimited creation into the masters of heaven. Therefore, you have to make effort and claim your full inheritance. You have to surrender yourselves to him. When you make him your heir, he will give you your inheritance for 21 births. The Father surrenders himself to you children. You children say, "Baba, this body, mind and wealth all belong to you. You are the Father and also the child." You even sing, "You are the mother, you are the father." There is so much praise of just the one. He is called the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness for all. In heaven, even the five elements give happiness. In this iron age, because the five elements are tamopritan, they cause sorrow. There is only happiness. This drama is predestined. You know that this war is the same one that took place 5,000 years ago. Heaven is now being established. Therefore, you children should remain constantly happy that God has adopted you. The Father is now decorating you and also teaching you. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual Father. Essence for Dana, 1. constantly have the courage to become equal to the Father. Completely surrender yourself to the Father. 2. Don't be afraid about anything. Definitely become pure. Blessing. May you be powerful and remain constantly content by experiencing problems to be a means of making your stage ascend. Powerful souls overcome all problems as though they are just going along a straight road. For them, problems become a means of making their stage ascend. They are familiar with all problems as though they have experienced them before. They are never surprised, but remain constantly content instead. They never make excuses. They change excuses into solutions at that time. Slogan: to be stable in your original stage and overcome all problems is greatness. Aviat signal: make your foundation of faith strong and remain constantly fearless and carefree. A doctor first of all instills faith in a patient, and the patient has the faith that the doctor is very good and that he will cure him. A doctor may give the best medicine, but if they don't have faith, that medicine will not work. In the same way, to have such a powerful stage in being a spiritual doctor that everyone has the faith that since they have come here, they will definitely receive one or another attainment. Om Shanti. The Invaluable Versions of Mateshwari. By doing everything in God's name, all relationships are automatically successful. God speaks. By knowing about the highest purpose from me, you will attain the highest status. That is, by knowing about being benevolent to others, everything of yours becomes successful. Look, matter stays in front of the deities at their feet as a servant. These five elements become embodiments of happiness and serve you according to the desires of your minds. At this time, because of not receiving the happiness that their minds desire, human beings experience sorrow and peacelessness. Nature is wonderful in the Golden Age. Look how the non-living pictures of the deities are studded with diamonds and jewels, and so when they are in the living form, they will have so many material comforts. At this time, people are starving, and millions of rupees are spent on the images. So what is the difference? Surely they must have performed such elevated actions, for this is why their memorials have been created. They must be worshipped so much too. While living in viceless households, they had a lotus-like stage. However, now, instead of being in viceless households, they have gone into vicious households, full of vices, due to which they have forgotten about being benevolent to others and have gone into worldly business. And this is why the result is that everything goes wrong. Now, God Himself comes and removes you from vicious households and teaches you about viceless households, through which your lives become those of happiness for all time. This is why you first have to be benevolent to others and have elevated wishes for them, and then for yourself. By benefiting others, you automatically benefit yourself. Om Shanti.